I know it's been a hot minute since I've recorded one of my OST opinions, but it's because work's been crazy. It's the first week of the semester. Pray for us. So the next OST I listened to was Kingdom Hearts 2, because if you watched my Kingdom Hearts 1 video, I accidentally started with Dearly Beloved from Kingdom Hearts 2, thinking it was to Kingdom Hearts 1. I was at a traffic light, so I wasn't paying that much attention, but I had to go and listen to Kingdom Hearts 2 after I finished Mass Effect 2, because I was like, I need to hear the rest of the soundtrack after hearing Dearly Beloved's version from KH2. I need to hear the rest of the album. I think I would rank it higher than Kingdom Hearts 1. There's some tracks in Kingdom Hearts 2 that I really, really enjoyed, like Cloud Chasers. I listened to that on repeat. This is kind of why it took me forever to listen through this track, because I kept stopping and repeating tracks because I'm like, oh my god, this is so good. I just need to listen to it over and over again. There's a couple of tracks towards the end. There's the Fantasia a la Marcia, I think it's called. It's like a orchestrated original orchestral suite in a way that features the Dearly Beloved theme. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so good. Because originally I thought it was going to be another Night on Bald Mountain situation where it's like, oh, it's a classical piece, but in the game. But it seems like this is an original Fantasia piece with the themes of Kingdom Hearts. And I'm like, oh god, this is so good to listen to. And it brings me back to my orchestra days. Like, the entire soundtrack just brings me back to being in orchestra, being in college, and being in a full orchestra, because full orchestra is so much fun. There's that one, and there's the track right before it, which I think is like Battle of the Unknown or something like that. I don't remember. I listened to that on repeat because I was going running errands. I'm like, I just need something long that I can listen to on repeat that I enjoy, because I need to have my navigation up and I don't feel like trying to tab back and forth to find things. And of course, Dearly Beloved was one of my favorites. There's other ones that I really enjoyed as well. I just can't remember the names for the life of me. Those ones just stuck out the most in my head. I can't remember off the top of my head what I ranked Kingdom Hearts 1. And I should have checked before recording this video, but again, my meds are not working that well, so my brain is kind of all over the place. If I ranked Kingdom Hearts 1 as a 6, I would rank this definitely a 7, if not an 8. Probably a 7, just because I liked some of the tracks more in KH2 than in KH1. Eventually, I'll listen to Kingdom Hearts 3. I think I want to listen to a couple of indie game albums first before jumping into KH3. The next one on my mind that I want to listen to is Hollow Knight, because believe it or not, I have not listened to the Hollow Knight soundtrack, even though when I made that initial video, I was wearing a Hollow Knight shirt. I only listened to City of Tears from Hollow Knight 1. And considering that Silksong got a surprise release date announced, I figured I should listen to Hollow Knight next. So that'll be the next one that I listen to brand new.